The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here are your hosts, veteran fundraiser and management consultant Ezra Cree and public relations consultant Ellen Shulman.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Forum for Nonprofits. This is Ellen Shulman with my co-host Ezra Krieg. We're focusing today on multiple sclerosis, and I'm happy to introduce Natalie Sloan, who's a development director for the MS Foundation. Natalie, tell us what the MS Foundation does.
The Multiple Sclerosis Foundation is a nonprofit that is based in Fort Lauderdale that offers free programs for people suffering with multiple sclerosis around the country.
And what kind of programs are there?
We have hundreds of different programs. They range from free educational programs for multiple sclerosis patients and their caregivers. We have cooling programs. We offer free yoga classes. We offer assistance with electric bills should there be a cause. We offer people assistance finding medical treatment, home care, respite care, free wheelchairs. And if we can't help you, we can find someone that can.
And what's unusual about your organization, you know, we've had other organizations, national organizations, whose headquarters are in Houston or Los Angeles, but you're actually, your national organization's headquarters right here in South Florida.
Yes, we're in Fort Lauderdale on Cypress Creek, and we have been here for 25 years.
And tell us why you were formed. What was the impetus? And there might be a little bit of confusion from people with the MS Society, so I think it's important to clarify that as to what are the differences between the two organizations.
The original intent of the MSF was to offer more dollars for research. The founder of the foundation realized very shortly that people were calling in on a daily basis once our phone was in the phone book that needed services right away. So in order to make a difference quickly, there was a campaign center or an outbound call center that was formed as part of the foundation very early on that made outbound phone calls from a tiny room and took in donations, and those monies were turned over to purchase products or services and also to offer help to people that had MS locally. And the focus of the organization changed from one day to the other.
That's really incredible. As Ezra and I both have personal experiences with people with MS, and to have an organization to support the families and the patients has to be invaluable.
Well, it's amazing because I think that multiple sclerosis is really misunderstood. I think that people think that only old people get MS. I think that people feel that MS is a disease that doesn't really affect people the way that it does, that it causes paralysis or blindness or all kinds of difficulties for people, since it affects the nerves in your body. You have nerves everywhere, so you could have any kind of a flare-up anytime. And the important thing is that we all want a cure, but people need help now. And if someone needs home care for their wife or their mother, you can't wait for a cure. You want someone to give you a hand right now. If you need respite care because you need to go grocery shopping and you can't leave your son or your daughter, you need help right away. So I think that the research dollars are very, very important, but that money for programs is just, if not more important, until hopefully one day there's a cure.
Now, you mentioned that people say that, or you said that MS is misunderstood. Can you tell somebody, the person who's listening on the show today saying, well, what are they talking about? Can you give us a real short kind of description of the disease and who gets it?
Multiple sclerosis are basically lacerations in the myelin or the sheath that covers the nervous system throughout your body. So there is no rhyme or reason. Nobody knows why people get MS. But for example, it could affect your nervous system or the covering of the myelin that heads into your brain that covers the spinal column. So it could cause permanent or temporary paralysis in your arm one day, in another arm the next day. 3 days later, the paralysis could be gone or it could be permanent. Everybody reacts differently. No one knows why. There are medications now that are very good, that are very effective in moderating those symptoms, but they mask the symptoms. They don't cure the symptoms. And now we're discovering that people younger and younger are getting multiple sclerosis. Kids in that are 12, 13 years old, it's very difficult to diagnose. So sometimes it takes a very long time for children to be diagnosed with MS.
Now, is it still true that MS was always considered a disease of young adults in general, or is that broadening a lot more?
Originally, it was mostly discovered in white women in their 40s. That was the largest demographic of people with MS. Now that we have a better way of diagnosing it, we're seeing that people much younger have MS and that people much older also have MS.
And as part of your organization, do you help people find the neurologist or the doctor to help them?
We can.
Because there's a lot more advances these days in treatments, correct?
We can. We have a lot of very good relationships with MS centers all around the country. We have physicians that are aligned with us that are participants in our educational programs that will take referrals from us. And we have a lot of different organizations that will call us and say, we have a specialist, we have a nurse, we have a physical therapist, we have these services. And if you need us, this is what we can offer you. And when people call the foundation, they go through a call center of social workers that have this information and can impart that information when people call.
Now, you said that you work with MS centers. I know they're popping up more and more at neurological practice groups at hospitals. What are they and what can they offer
to MS patients? Centers are basically within hospitals or doctor's offices, people that have experience working with MS, whether it be diagnosing MS or treating people with MS, even neuropsychiatry, people that have a degree in neurology and psychiatry, which is a huge component of multiple sclerosis because you can have MS for 40 years. So not only does the person need to know how to deal with it, but their family needs to know how to deal with it. So we have a huge array of different services and people that can offer them around the country.
So if you find out that either yourself or a loved one has the disease, you're really a point of first contact for them.
We hope so.
To allow them to get that information. Mm-hmm. Well, you're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and today we're speaking with representatives of the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation. For more information on this very important organization, please visit their website at www.msfocus.org or call 954-776-6805. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
One of the most important skills any student can learn is how to study. I'm Andy Ford, president of the Florida Education Association and a classroom teacher. I've seen too many capable students struggle with classwork, homework, and tests simply because they didn't know how to study. Here are some ways you can help your child achieve lifelong study skills. Set specific times for study each day and stick to them. Make sure that notes, homework, and assignments for each subject are kept together. Each night, have your child make a few notes of what was discussed in class for each subject. Be consistent. Make sure that whatever study habits you work to create truly become habits, done at the same time, in the same way, every day. Working together, parents and teachers can make this a successful school year for every child in Florida.
A message from the Florida Education Association. Great public schools are a basic right for every child.
Two kids, one paycheck. But I'm still gonna send them to college. With Sam, I can.
Business has fallen off at work, but I'm getting prepared for whatever the future holds. With Sam, I can.
I missed a mortgage payment, but now I'm turning things around. With Sam, I can.
Making ends meet on a tight budget, coping with job loss, struggling with overwhelming credit card bills. Whatever your financial challenge, with Sam, you can. Sam is smart about money, a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money. From everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, just remember, Sam, I can. SamICan.org.
I'm going to feel in control again. With Sam, I can.
Get empowered. Reach your financial goals. Visit SamICan.org.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We've been speaking with representatives from the MS Foundation. I'm happy to introduce Lisa Skolman. She's a volunteer and a patient as well.
That's right.
So welcome, Lisa.
Hi.
Tell us your story.
Okay.
She's beautiful and vibrant, and it's hard to believe she has MS, but...
Well, that's one of the biggest misconceptions that you hear all the time as a patient. But you look so good. Yes, but you can't see that the nerves in my hands are like snow on a TV. That is always the best way that I can explain that. When you see, of course, I'm showing my age, right? Snow on a TV. Do you think like a, oh my God,
your
a teenager told or somebody?
You about what that was like, yes.
Yeah, and it's my parents.
Told
that's how
you
I, yes.
What it was like, yeah.
Yes.
So how long have you had MS?
Well, I was diagnosed in 2005 when I was 35. Excuse me, I'm all froggy. But I think that I had it for at least 5 years prior to my diagnosis.
And how did you come to get diagnosed? What kind of symptoms might you have had?
It's crazy. I used to bike long distance. I'd be at a light, stamping my feet, thinking that they were sleeping, but they weren't because they never woke up. But that was the first signal. But it took years and seemingly hundreds of other symptoms to find out.
What happened to finally motivate you to go see a doctor?
Kind of crazy. I was at the podiatrist. I had had problems with my knees, and I got orthotics. And while at a checkup, I told the doctor, I was like, you know, I've had this problem for years about, you know, my numb feet, but now I'm starting to have numb legs, too. So he's like, well, you know, that's not really my thing. You have to go see a neurologist. So several months later, you know, I wasn't worried about it. I did. And when the doctor told me that I had it, I actually asked if he was joking.
And he wasn't.
He wasn't. Right.
So now you've been diagnosed.
Yep.
How then is the disease treated?
I shoot up every day. I give myself a shot every day. I rotate all different parts of me. I'm really lucky. A lot of people take drugs that are more like chemotherapy. You were talking about, Natalie was talking about cancer before. And a lot of the drugs are very much like chemotherapy. And they're just as hard on you. And I'm very lucky that the medication that I take, I joke like it's like shooting water. I have no effect from the medicine. You know, like... if you take a muscle relaxer, your body will relax. But I take this shot, and it's nothing changes.
Nothing seemingly
but
changes.
You feel better, and you're
No. What I take is called Copaxone, and the benefit is not so much to manage my symptoms, but it's more to help prevent future problem. Brain damage.
Right.
Yeah.
So
or further.
How does MS affect your life today?
Well, I used to be very active, physical. I am a little bit, to a degree. But I can't...
Can't do cycling anymore?
No, I can't do that at all, because I can't sit.
How about yoga?
But no, not allowed to do that either. But that's not indicative of an MS thing. That's a different issue altogether. But when I exercise... early in the morning, by mid-afternoon, I'm done. I've used up my energy for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually, I do a half marathon every year, and I walk it mostly. And when I'm in training for that, I typically lose a whole day after that, sometimes two. So it really fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
I get fatigued. When I get excited, my body is like in a cartoon when you see the electric around it, like somebody stuck a finger in a socket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my body will feel like that. Right. And that's how I see it, like cartoons.
So how did you get involved in the MS Foundation, and what have they done to help improve your life?
Well, I volunteer for the foundation, and I honestly cannot remember how I got connected. But I volunteer for the foundation for years. I would record articles from their quarterly magazine. And because I did it in my home studio, I never went into the foundation until a few years later, I finally met the person that I'd been working with. We've become very close. And about a year ago or so, I found myself in deep financial trouble, and I was unable to see my neurologist. And ding dong, you know, hey, maybe the foundation can help me. And they did. They allowed me, I got to see my extremely expensive doctor. I got a couple of visits, and that was immeasurably helpful.
Mm-hmm. And so what does, in your mind, what obviously the value of seeing your doctor, but what does the other values of the MS Foundation do in your life or in other people that you've met through the organization?
Well, besides they help so many people, like immediately. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I called and I got help like super fast. And you know, sometimes when you need help and you have to go through thousands of channels and a ton of red tape, it was so easy.
Mm-hmm.
They really made it, everybody there really cares. You know, they treat you like a person.
And that isn't always possible.
No.
No. So what they've done has been able to help you to kind of make you a real person who has a problem rather than a problem.
Yes. And they don't make you feel like you're a loser because you have this problem.
Well, you're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. And today we're speaking with representatives of the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation. Get more information on this vital organization, please visit their website at www.msfocus.org or call 954-776-6805. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
Smartaboutmoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Army Specialist Andrew Pike became paralyzed while serving in Iraq. Andrew and his father explained the impact of his injury.
At first, you think, I want my son to be able to walk.
My injury was a gunshot wound to the left abdomen from a sniper. My first contact with paralyzed veterans was in Walter Reed.
Paralyzed Veterans National Service officers work with our injured veterans to ensure they get the benefits they have earned. NSO Michael Killen explains.
We try to reassure them what benefits are out there, and we try to educate them and take some of that stress away from them.
Paralyzed Veterans of America helped Andy get the auto, housing, and vocational benefits he earned.
PVA did a fantastic job making sure that he got those benefits on a timely basis.
Right now, I'm going back to school to earn a degree, and I'm just spending time with my wife and child.
To learn how you can help our paralyzed veterans, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. Natalie Sloan is back with us, the Development Director of the MS Foundation. And Natalie, all these wonderful services that we've talked about that help people immediately. It's not just for research. It helps people find, get money for doctors and have education programs. Obviously, that can't be done without financial support. So tell us how people can help.
Well, the great thing about our programs is that you don't have to make a huge donation. Every single dollar counts. So for as little as $100 to $150, you can help someone for the whole day with respite care. So don't think that if you can't make a huge donation, you can't help us. The strength of the foundation is its campaign center, and I can tell you that 60% of the money that we raise comes in at $25 increments, and if we didn't have that, we, like other nonprofits, would be struggling, and this has made a huge difference. So every single dollar helps and can make a difference.
And what ways do you raise that money? I mean, how can someone donate?
Well, you can go directly to our website, where we do have a Donate Now button. You can go onto our Facebook nonprofit page, where you can also make a donation. We have events throughout the year. We have corporations that make donations. We have employee days where you can get the people that you work with to pay, for example, $5 for the day to wear jeans on a Friday and make that donation back to us. And we're happy to help you if you want to do an event of any kind.
And Natalie, Lisa Skolnick said earlier that her neurologist costs a lot of money, and you guys helped her with that. How much does a neurologist cost for one visit? And how can people replenish the fund so others can get their doctors?
To be frank with you, I don't know the answer to that question. I would assume that a visit to a good neurologist could be upwards of $400 or $500. And an MRI could cost you thousands of dollars. Right. A lot of people that have MS have had this illness for such an extended period that they don't have any insurance coverage. They don't have any way to pay, and they don't have any cash. So what we do is we take the money that we raise, that the foundation raises through its call center, and the money that I raise through private donations and corporate donations, and we put it into a large pot. All of that money goes back out to our services. So for my department, every single cent that I raise, 100% of the proceeds of any of our events, any of our corporate donations, goes directly to the program.
Well, that makes it even a better investment. Yeah. That's incredible.
Now, you said you have events during the year. What kind of events do you do?
We do a golf tournament. We do a gala or a lunchtime gala. And then in March, which is MS Awareness Month, we do several events. They change every year. We have people all over the country that do events for us. This year we had an event at Cinema Paradiso with a movie about nutrition. And then we do some smaller events throughout the year.
And people can find out about that by going to msfocus.org.
Yes.
And they can do that. Now, again, as a national organization, do you have these events and programs throughout the country as well?
We do. We have ambassadors that are working for us, that are on a volunteer basis, that raise money for us around the country. We also have support groups, about 150 support groups around the country in all different parts of the United States that are run and funded through the foundation. Some of those groups do fundraisers. Some of them are only support groups. And then my job is to look for corporations around the country that are interested in supporting multiple sclerosis and work with them to develop events in their area.
Do you have, who are some of your national companies that support you? So all of us can go out and, you know, buy goods from them and support them.
Well, we have a lot of the pharmaceutical companies, Bayer, for example, Pfizer, Biogen, Teva, Serono, all of those companies are huge supporters of the foundation. And also people like Oasis Outsourcing, Toshiba, TD Bank, PNC Bank, Becker Polyakov, law firms around the country, different car dealerships, and well, the list is endless. The list is really endless.
That's great that you get that. That's so much support.
Now, let's say someone's listening today and don't have dollars to give, but have time. Are there opportunities for people to donate their time to your organization?
Sure.
And how can they help?
We mostly look for people to help at our events or to put together an event for us. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do something for the foundation and you have a group of friends that want to raise money with any kind of an arrangement, whether it's a bake sale or a dance or a fashion show, any of that is helpful, and we have the tools to help you make those fundraisers come true.
Do you have any kind of prepackaged programs that, so I'm just kind of interested, but I don't know what to do? Can you help me?
Yes and no. most of the time, fundraisers are not cut and dry. We do have a list of guidelines that are pretty basic to me because I've been doing this for a while, but maybe not to someone else. You know, get a committee together, get a sponsor if mm-hmm. you can. So those sort of things we can walk you through, and they're all written down. They are on our website, and they are on our Facebook page. But really what we like to do is we like to help people. We want to make sure that people feel that they can call us, that I can help them, or that my development assistant can help them. We don't want to turn you over to a website. We want you to feel that we are as invested in your event as you are. So we want you to call us. We want to help you. We want to send you materials, and we want to help you all the way through.
And you also want to provide the best help you can to someone who has MS or a caregiver for that person.
Yep.
You do a lot of really great things.
We do.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today, we've been talking with representatives of the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation. To get more information on this vital organization, please visit their website at msfocus.org or call 954-776-6805. For Ellen Shulman, this is Ezra Krieg, thanking you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ezra Krieg, senior consultant with Kreisenberg LLC, and Ellen Shulman, president of Ellen Shulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.